Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. Far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hanging out down here, little rainy this evening. Of course, we get another dose of winter tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. So I guess Mother Nature or winter saw us running around in shorts the last couple of weeks and decided to
hit. We're getting that now. It's supposed to snow tonight. It's actually pretty cold. So I'm like, shit, I just took everything out, getting ready for the summer. So I've got my hero on right now, you know.
I
tell you what, those rock carbonate senses, those were pretty interesting and pretty right on the theme with what we talked about over the years, you know.
Oh yeah, it was definitely spot on. Just as we just as we call it, the way things move, but it's always nice to get a sound confirmation that you were right. All you people out there that thought we were full of shit, apology accepted, now go fuck yourself.
Right. We told you so. And you've all asked us. You know, we provided evidence and everything, but this is real evidence. And I posted this everywhere. You know, everything. So everybody's like, what the fuck? I'm like, told you all so. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But right now, brother, I am seeing a state of panic from the deep state right now, because from what I'm understanding, the rest of some of the banking system is fixing to collapse again pretty soon. And they're in a state of panic mode because a lot of them have invested their money, like in the Silicon Valley Bank, is where a lot of the money laundering goes to as well.
Well,
and hearing all these politicians cry and bitch and blame Trump for it tells me everything we need to know.
Well, the truth of the matter is, of course, government will never take any blame for it whatsoever, but I'll tell you pretty much what I think and believe happened, and I think we'll find out to be its truth. What happened was these big banks, interest rates were at historic lows, right? So they took investors, depositors' money and deposited into treasury notes.
Right.
Okay, so when they started raising interest rates, and they kept going up and kept going up, those treasury notes devalued at a rapid rate. And, you know, the root of all this was inflation. So that's what happened.
Right. And just, you know,
it's just not here in the U.S. You have I'm sorry, brother, I got a little bit of cough. Give me a second. Swiss Credit there is in trouble, on the verge of going under. This isn't just the U.S. thing. We're looking at a global meltdown in the banking system.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And, you know, and I've seen where the Rothschilds are actually going under as well financially. A lot of these trillionaires and billionaires are losing a lot of money. And everybody's like, you know, feeling sorry for them. Like, why are you feeling sorry for these suckers? They deserve it.
Well, the thing is, and what I'm more concerned about, what's really going to bring this down, and we talked about it a little bit on Monday, is that China is now cozied up with Saudi Arabia. Of course, if the petrodollar changes to the yen, which I wholeheartedly believe is what China's doing over there, trying to make peace between Saudi Arabia, Iran, all that kind of stuff, you're going to see a tanking of the U.S. dollar and a economy since we haven't seen since the Great Depression of the 20s. It is going to be fucking ugly, brother.
That's what they're saying. Well, I was thinking too, after we talked about it Monday and everything, you know, we talked about this a lot. It's got to get very ugly before everything starts getting better.
Oh, now, something else you've got to remember now, this I'm sorry, Silicon Valley Bank and stuff, they were one of these big woke companies, right? They donated $73 million to Black Lives Matter, you know, that they didn't have. And
well, all that money got depleted with Silicon Valley when it went down.
Hopefully it did. I guess we'll see whether it did or didn't. But, man, brother, there is so much going on right now. This thing, Ukraine, is fixing to get completely out of control. I mean, you know, and people think this is something that just started. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you when this started. This started about a decade ago under Obama, when the U.S. Senate and the CIA decided to overthrow the duly elected president of Ukraine, who was cool with Russia. You know, they wasn't a Russia, what would you call it, a pilot state or anything. They had a good relationship with Russia. Well, for whatever reason, they decided that was unacceptable through a what they call a color revolution. They removed this guy and put Zelensky in there, okay? And for one reason, and one reason only, they needed a corrupt money laundering system to do this. You add the bio labs, and it's just gotten crazy, man. And now Poland's going to send fighter jets over there. Dude, this thing.
We talked about that too. You remember? We talked about that about 2 weeks ago. About if you know, even Virgil said this. They send those fighter jets over there. That's going to send Putin off. That's going to set him off. And that's all the excuse he's going to need. Push that big button.
Well, I really hate to think that's a possibility, but, you know, it most definitely is because Putin's not playing, man. And I've said this on the show. I've caught more flack for this and more directions than you can even count, brother. But Putin is not the bad guy in this.
I've gotten the same action that you got.
And he fired the first shot at the New World Order. And don't get me wrong, I'm no fan of Putin at all. I know what a sumbitch he is, and he definitely is one. But he wasn't going to surrender Russia to the New World Order, and the man needs to be given credit for having the balls to take the first shot at the New World Order. And that's all I got to do.
That's what this is all about. This is what this is all about, brother, is that the New World Order, you know, and everything. And I've been watching kind of a lot of everything playing out with this and stuff. Even they're in a state of panic because they weren't expecting, like Carmen Lee said, expecting everybody around the globe to wake up this fast. And right now they're in a state of panic, so they're going to try to create more and more chaos. And everything which we're going to start seeing here pretty soon, and that's on that list. If everybody reads that list that I posted out there for you all to see, you'll see it's right down the list what's going on.
Well, you know, too, and then you've got Biden depleting our military by sending all of our weapons and stuff to Ukraine. And here's the good part of it. Ukrainian military have been dropping their weapons and running, and now Russia has our Javelin and Stinger missiles, and guess what? They've captured them. They haven't been fired. They've been sent to Iran for supposedly to be what they call it, a back engineered, you know, taken apart, figured out, and, you know, where they can produce them. But that kind of struck a funny note with me because Iran is not particularly known for their engineering skills, so I don't really get that unless they're planning to use them against Israel, because you know Russia and Iran are big in bed together, so you've got that. But I did see something today that kind of surprised me, brother. A poll came out, and now 52%, over half the country, believes that Biden is compromised by China. And of course, that came out a few days ago. And then this just came through off some of the banker after they requested. There were three family members, Biden family members, that were paid $3 million by the Chinese government. Okay?
Yeah.
So we've got now we've got Biden on video. I mean, everybody's seen it. It's, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, admitting on a live TV broadcast that he withheld $1 billion in aid that was going to Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor there that was investigating and going to prosecute Hunter Biden. So this guy's 30.
Oh, yeah. I tried to hide that. If you remember when I remember him doing that and everything, and they were trying to cover that up and do away with the tape, and I saw it again today, like you did and everything. There's some more stuff coming out. But again, they're trying to make Russia look like the bad guy. And now they're trying to blame Trump, saying, well, Truth Social is connected with Russia now. So they're going to investigate that. And I mean, come on, guys. Don't buy into this bullshit that they're feeding, because there's no way else, you know, that Russia is connected with Truth Social.
Well,
you know,
that's idiot talk, and you know, lying is nothing new to these people. You know, and with times as hard as it is on the American people, Biden's budget wants to raise taxes on Americans. You know, they always say it's just unless you make $400,000 a year. Bullshit. Okay? We're going to raise the corporate tax 7% to 28-29%. You know, we're going to get the rich guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we have told you this for years. Okay. While the corporations may pay taxes on paper, they recoup that money by raising their prices on you and I, okay? So they're going to raise your tax. The corporation's going to, these big corporations and stuff like that are going to charge more for their services. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous what's going on here. And then you have this whole...
Look at it, Russell. The way I look, they got to pay Zelensky all that money somehow. So they got to raise taxes. They just raise taxes again here.
Well, listen to this, brother. Zelensky has $1.2 billion in Swiss banks. He owns a $135 million house in Florida. He owns 11 other properties. And his monthly income is about $11 million a month. Okay. Now,
I wish I had that kind of income. Shit.
Now, before any of this Ukraine shit went down, all right, and the whole Congress had to be involved in because, you know, the money's got to come from somewhere. For the last 7 or 8 decades, we've been propping Ukraine up with $1 billion a month.
Yep.
You know,
check this out, brother. I heard this. I was just reading this before we got on here. They're going to try to make everybody that's retired or all the old folks that's on food stamps, they're going to make them go back to work.
Nah, they
can pay tax.
They're not going to make anybody go back to work, Joseph. They can't fucking do that. All right, unless they cut off.
Oh, I know, but they're going to try.
But what I'm saying is they may very well have to go back to work because when this thing crashes, there's not going to be any government checks or anybody. All these lazy-ass motherfuckers living off welfare. Now, let me clarify that statement I just made, okay? Now, we have a moral and Christian duty to help those that can't help themselves. Now, these are described more or less in the Bible, but it's broken down to handicapped, the mentally challenged, widows, okay? But, you know, it also says in the Bible that he that does not work, not eat. Those words came out of Jesus' mouth himself. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So this whole thing about welfare being Christian is a big motherfucking lie. Okay? And we've got God knows. I don't even know what the number is for the amount of money paid in welfare a year. And every illegal fucking alien that comes across the border is given fucking welfare benefit. I mean, this has gotten stupid. And ladies and gentlemen, the next person I see post indictments are coming. I'm going to fucking reach through the internet and beat your stupid ass profusely about the ears and head. Okay? There are no fucking indictments coming. There are no fucking indictments. The Republicans are running around thumping their chest with all these fucking investigations that is not going to fucking help happen. Because that's all it is. It's a friggin' dog and pony show, all right? And if there was anything going to happen, it would have already happened. Let's take a look at what. How long has Epstein's client list been out? So full of politicians, worldwide actors, the wealthy, the whole nine yards. Not a word. Not a word from the mainstream media. Not a word from Congress. Not a word from anybody. And now we have had, and that just goes to the attack on children. The lieutenant governor of Michigan has just come out in support of mutilating minors. We have a trans. Here we go. Trans. Okay. First of all, there's not fucking anything about trans, okay? Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. You're not a trans woman. You're a fucking dude who likes to run around in women's clothes, okay? That's all you are.
I still have the picker.
You're never going to be a woman. May I finish? You're never going to be a woman. Even if you have a sex change operation, you're just a guy who mutilated his penis, okay? You will never be a woman. Mm-hmm. The same thing go another way. There are two fucking genders, male and female, period. And what do we have going on now? We just had it come out, a trans, for instance, daycare worker, charged with sexually abusing a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. You know, it's just.
Oh, but they're not that kind of a person to do that, Russell. That's what everybody's saying. Full fucking shit.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. On a personal level, you have no idea, and I don't think it would be humanly possible for anybody to give a fuck less than I do about what you do in your bedroom, who you want to love, what you want to love, whatever, man. Just go about and do your fucking thing, man. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it inside in your bedroom, and there's sure as fuck no reason
for God's sake.
to share that stuff with you. All right, I'm done being talked over. All right.
I'm sorry, brother, but yeah, I agree with you. I mean, for God's sake, people stop sexualizing these kids. I mean, drag queen shows. The Attorney General of New York has hosted a drag queen show. The same one as prosecuting Trump has hosted a drag queen show for kids.
You know, it's just absolutely, you know, and they want you to think, the media and everybody wants you to think, this is the majority of the country and all like that. This is a very small minority of this country that is being used to break down the family unit. That's what this boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
No, and something else that really been pissing me off lately, brother, is, let God fight your battles. You know what,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen? I am a Christian. I know a lot of you don't think I'm much of a Christian, but believe me, my faith is strong. I believe in God with my whole heart. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I also believe that my God is not a pussy, okay? And God will give you everything you need to defeat evil and win the battles before you. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? He's not going to reach down from heaven with a big hand and beat these fuckers profusely about the head and ears for you.
Right.
You got to get up off your ass and do something. And I am
exactly
100% disgusted with these. Okay, rant
yep.
over. I'm sorry, brother. That
yep.
just
I agree with you, brother. Oh, I agree. I mean, I've been saying the same thing. And it's like, I'm a Christian as well. I went to church in there. I stopped going to church a couple of years ago for the fact of what Russell described and everything. But here's the thing. God doesn't want no religion, okay? What he wants is an actual relationship. That's what he wants.
Exactly.
It's okay to go to church. It's okay to go to church, but he wants a relationship. He hates religion.
Well,
believe it or not.
It was religious people that killed Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You can go sit there in the front pew of that church every Sunday, dressed in your Sunday best and all that. And you know what? You're going to hell just as quick as the murderer or the child abuser. Because you know why? What Joseph was just saying. You do not have a relationship with God. And you people sit there, and y'all are some of the worst hypocrites. Y'all sit there self-righteously, and you know what? Y'all are all, especially the women, are just absolutely guilty of gossip, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And that's all a sin. And I just get fed up with him, brother. And it gets me so angry.
It's like this. And even God said this in Revelation. Hell's going to be so full that it's going to overflow. And this is the reason why, because of what you said. And the thing is, people always ask me, well, how do you have a relationship? Get on your hands and knees and pray. Read the Bible every now and then. Communicate with them. That's how you do it. I did that for 22 years, but I still do it.
You know, my faith and trust is 100%, and my King and my Savior,
mm-hmm.
and my trust and faith is in them. And I tell you what, man, I fight.
But you know what's funny, Russell? People ask me, "Well, how do you know you're right with God when you're walking, when you have that relationship?" Well, you know when he wakes you up at 4 o'clock in the morning out of a deep sleep and tells you a joke. That's how you know that you're in with him.
Good.
Remember that
well,
Bond joke I told you about, Russell, years ago? That he told me.
But you know
stuff like that.
But.
That's how you know. But he's not going to sit there like Russell said. You can pray for it. He may say yeah, and he may say no, but you're not going to know. If you're going to demand it, you're definitely ain't going to get it.
And if you really do have a relationship with God, you march forward boldly. And let me tell you, if you're veering down the wrong path, the Holy Spirit's going to fucking convict you of that, and you're going to know it in your heart. You're going to know you need to take a different path to get to wherever you're going to, if that makes sense to anyone.
Oh, you're going to drop on your knees. You could be out at Walmart or something. You're going to drop to your knees, and you're going to start bawling. You're going to be like, what the heck's going on? That's how you know. You know? And everything. But here's the thing, everybody. That what we're trying to tell you is stop having faith in men. Stop having faith in government. Okay? Most of all, start having faith in Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's where you need to go. That's what's wrong right now. Everybody's got too much faith in the damn government, but not in Christ.
Well, you know, Ed, I probably wrongly convict some people on that and stuff like that, because what it boils down to, Joseph, is the word isn't preached anymore in churches. The church has been infiltrated. I mean, look at what is the Methodist, you know, gay pastors, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and as I said, I don't care whether you're gay, whatever the fuck you are, be whatever you want to be. That's between you and God. But I will tell you that the Bible says that it is an abomination for a man to lay with a man or a woman to lay with a woman. And they may very well try to change that, because I tell you what, I can pull out the old Bible, my grandmother, that came from my grandmother, okay? And it's torn, battered, the pages are old and stuff like that. I can go to the store, get a new Bible, and they've changed the word over the years.
Over the years they have. It's all ripped apart and everything, but it's the old King James Version, but compared to the new King James Version, they've changed a lot in there, you know. Hey, Carmelita, what's up, girly?
Hey, sorry. Was running late, dude. Running late.
Give it a pep talk.
I'm sorry. I was just going off on a rant there about weak ass spineless Christians. You didn't miss much.
Yeah. You got a lot of people that what the fuck was that? Sorry. You got a lot of people who claim to be Christian. The problem is, you know, the way I was raised, I'll tell you what, I look at it this way. The majority of Hispanics are raised on Catholicism, all right? Even a lot of the illegals coming over today, you know, it's Catholicism. And what I'm looking at is they're letting all these illegals over in hopes that they're going to steal vote after vote after vote, not taking into consideration they're attacking religion as it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back in history, especially with the Latino community, you know, they are not one to really turn on their faith. I mean, honestly, they're just not. I have yet to see anybody do it. I was raised strict Catholic. Do I practice Catholicism? No, I do not. And I have my own reasons why I don't practice Catholicism. But the fact remains, I still am a God-fearing woman because I have a lot of faith in God. I know there is a God. And honestly, he's got me through some darkest times. You guys know. You know the loss and tragedies that I've endured. But like gangs, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, we have all these gang members, and yet we have all these religions. And, you know, I caught the tail end of what you were saying, Russell. And you're actually right, because I can pull a Bible. I have in front of me, actually, right now, I have three Bibles in my room, but I have in front of me Let's see. I got the king. This was given to me as a gift. All right. I got an old, very old Bible, and you were talking about how they they're rewording. I got the King James, the new King James version, okay? And then I have the old version, and then I have, and I like to compare them because I'll tell you what, it's really amazing how man, and I will say man, goes in and changes things around. Oh, that's odd. Sorry, I turned the page and it's a picture of my deceased son and my deceased daughter together. Wow, that's weird. Okay, sorry about that. I think that if they're not attacking religion, they're attacking Christianity right now. I mean, they're doing best they can. Are they winning? I don't believe they're winning. I don't believe they will win either. I mean, I understand everybody's looking around and going, holy shit, look at our country. I get it. I do. But people aren't realizing we have a divided military. A divided military. And that's the truth. Although their objective was to weaken the military and purge it of all patriots, I don't think they were – but I do not believe they were successful in doing so because, see, one thing about these woke kids today in society, and nobody can convince me, that it's not this way because I look at society as a whole and I see these kids that are quietly quitting, shall we say. But you have a lot of people out there that are not hiring these kids because, one, they're lazy as all hell, man. And the thing is, these kids are getting a wake-up call to reality because they're being taught one way in these schools. And that's why they call it a public education. It's government-run schools, okay? They're not learning.
Oh, yeah.
They're not learning what we learned, Russell. I mean, come on. We learned home economics. We had wood shop. There was mechanic class. You had so many things that were actually preparing you for the real world, and now you have these kids that they don't even know what reality is. It hit them in the face. They don't know how to hold a job. They don't accept no accountability for their actions, and that's what they're trying to do. They want total anarchy, and the reason they want total anarchy is in hopes that we will purge ourselves. Turn one another against one another, and we will basically take each other out. They did not wake up.
That's what they're trying to do.
Well, they're trying to do it. But the problem is, when this pandemic came about, what did I tell you guys years ago? I told you it was a psyops. I told you right away, this is a psyops. You knew it was a psyops. We're at war of the minds. And it's been this way, not just recently. It's been this way for years. Bush was in the administration. Bush sold us out. JFK was, I don't care, he was assassinated by the CIA. The CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, they are all deep-rooted swamp creatures, okay? And even, and people don't want to step up and admit it because that's why they're trying to shut down all us truth-tellers. It's because they don't want the truth out there. They don't want people to see what the reality is. They were hoping that they could actually instill so much fear. I mean, with a psyops, Russell, they have to use fear, intimidation to be successful. But instead, they pissed off a lot of people. They woke up masses of people they were hoping would not wake up. Then when their family members started fucking dying, excuse the expression, from them being murdered in the hospitals, from basically not only them being murdered in the hospitals, but denied health care. I mean, it was like, I'll tell you what, I think the best thing that ever happened to me when this pandemic started, and it was insane, is I had the whole Highway 95 to myself. When they did that complete lockdown, dude, I said, fuck you. They did did a what was it? A no. Oh, how did, what was that? Yeah, orders came out, and it was a stop movement pretty much to where you couldn't travel. Nobody could travel, okay? And, of course, you know, my battle couldn't go anywhere, all right? He couldn't go anywhere. I, on the other hand, I'm probably the most defiant bitch you ever want to come across. I mean, you know, trust anybody that, ask anybody that served with me. I put you in your place in the heartbeat because I had the freaking, I had the UCMJ manual highlighted. I had shit highlighted and tabbed. I knew every article, every code there was. That's why everybody was coming to my office all the time to put shit on. But I said, no, I won't do this. And I didn't do it, guys. I didn't submit. And that's the thing now. I do not – they're going to try another lockdown, okay? Remember, there's another – there's the finalized meeting coming up with WHO, okay? Mm-hmm. But what everybody's failing to think about, and I know nobody wants any hope. I get it. I know everybody's thinking, well, you know, we're fucked. We're fucked. We're fucked. No, I don't think we're fucked. I think we can still save this country. I also believe that the executive order that was signed by Trump back in 2018 in regards to foreign and domestic interference was activated. I do believe when they say that they have some, you know, that there's white hats, you know, it's just like, you know, we were talking about, it's dark versus, you know, good. Right?
I mean, dark versus light, right.
Yeah,
well,
and
you know,
I believe.
I think you made a very, very valid, some very valid points. I mean, and of course, you know, that stuff you sent me laid this out, and I just wanted to just add a little highlight to what you said about JFK. JFK, okay. He was a dog, all right. He was a dog, bad. And all that, and, you know, you can't deny it. But that man loved his country. And if y'all will remember, exactly 1 week before he was assassinated, he gave a speech saying they had uncovered a plan that was so evil and diabolical, and it was a plan to enslave every man, woman, and child. And he laid it out, and he bucked the CIA. And a week later, he was assassinated. And does anyone know who was running the CIA when that happened?
That was
George Bush Sr.
Yes.
Was the head of the CIA. And if you'll notice, these same characters keep popping up through this whole friggin' thing. And that kill box that you turned over, that was right on. And this whole thing started back in 1917 with the beginning of the Federal Reserve. That was when our government stupidly turn the nation, control of the nation's money over to the bankers. Am I wrong on that, Carmelita?
You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Let me tell you what. If we shut down the Federal Reserve, nobody's going to tell me that we cannot. We can. It can be shut down. There's
yes,
so many. This, our country was founded, okay, and based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They can do whatever the hell they want. I put up on Facebook, well, I'm kind of banned for 30 days. I'm not allowed to talk in groups now, but ha, 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 who gives a shit? Not me. Because I will keep sharing, and I will keep sharing. I mean, I love it. So, you know, because, you know, just like it's kind of like, you know, you put that one thing up there about constitutional rights, and I put up there, my constitutional rights doesn't start where other people's feelings begin. It just doesn't. Nor am I going to feed into other people's psychosis either. I don't care what you identify as. You identify, you know, you want to use pronouns, fine. You know, you want me to use a pronoun? Okay, fine. Mine will be Your Majesty, Slave Master, and Queen Bitch. They are my pronouns. They will be my pronouns. And if you refuse to use those pronouns, said, I will do exactly what you're doing to everyone else, and I will use lawfare until your little pockets are ran dry. And that's exactly what they're doing. And the thing is, and until Republicans wake up and get, well, not even Republicans. I mean, I don't even trust Republicans anymore, quite frankly. I'm unaffiliated on my political ticket, you know? Bottom line, I don't want to be... Yeah, I don't want to be identified as Republican. I don't want to be identified as Democrat. Definitely not a fucking Democrat. I'm a constitutionalist, okay? That's what I would identify as a constitutionalist because I believe in the Constitution of the United States. And I'm sorry, but I am that, I mean, I'm that female that will fight to the bitter end. I am not afraid of death. I'm not afraid to get muddy. I could care, you know. I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, my God. You're going to take away everything I have? Take away everything I have, motherfucker. I know how to live off the grid. There was people in this country way before us. They didn't have houses. They didn't have cars. They didn't have all this shit, this materialistic shit we have today. They knew how to survive. And as long as I knew how to survive and live off the land, you got nothing. You do not have your thumb on me. It's bottom line. You don't have your thumb on me. And the thing is, like with birth certificates, if I wanted to, you know, I mean, God forbid, my parents weren't aware of what they were doing at the time, but I didn't give my mother authorization to sign a document on me.
There's things that people just don't understand. You know, prior to the beginning of the theft of from the American people, taxation, before that started, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this country was flourishing. There were universities, roads, cities, streets, cars. There was no need for taxation to pay for roads. They had it figured out. They were doing it. And to go on with that a little bit further is the fact that, I forget the case now, forgiveness, but the Supreme Court ruled back in the 50s, I think it was, that any law that is repugnant to the Constitution, you do not have to comply to. And I don't, and I won't, and you know what? You want to come for me? Come for me. You know what? Because I'm going to tell you something straight up right now. I came into this world kicking, screaming, covered in somebody else's blood, and I don't mind leaving the same fucking way.
Yep.
Well, I put out there like I did earlier today, you know, and I tried to explain to people all the time. The problem is people don't want to take into consideration and look back at history. You have to stop and look back at history. And these kids today are being dummied down. Okay, here you go. Here you go. The law of the land. Okay, the law of the land. This land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. Bullshit. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is I can't say the English word. Succinctly stated as follows, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, 5 U.S. 137, 174, 176 in 1802. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona, 384 U.S. 436, page 491, in case anybody's on here and wants to look it up since they don't want to believe me. Okay? An unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties, affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperable as though it had never been passed. That would be, ladies and gentlemen, Norton versus Shelby County, 118 U.S., 425. That will be page 442, ladies and gentlemen. Then the general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose, since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of the decision so branding it. No one is bound to obey any unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, what we have are a bunch of little fucking jackboot Nazis out there playing Powerball, okay? It's just a game of Powerball. When people realize that when we started putting political parties together, it was based off of a volunteer position. Okay, they're the ones who decided that they should get a salary. Okay, not the people. We the people didn't decide. These politicians got together and decided. So please explain to me how this 1% of morons, and they are all morons, can rule all of us, we the people. I don't care about the little woke little pissants out there. I could care less. I don't give a shit who they are. I don't care because I see these soy boys and these little soy – I don't know what the girls are anymore. I mean, the girls are trying to be boys, and the boys are trying to be girls. They're all fucked up in the head. So,
like you were saying there, though, about the repugnances, let's talk a little bit, too, about this mandate thing we went through, okay? A mandate is not a law. Okay, and I think if you look it up, and okay, I'm loosely saying this because I don't remember exactly how it went, but a mandate is an agreement between the person making the mandate and the mandatee, okay? Now, they can say, we're mandating this, but if you don't agree to it, if you don't comply to it, there is no constitutional legal action that they can take against you, ladies and gentlemen. It's just straight up bullshit. That's like this friggin' executive order Biden just signed on gun control. An executive order from the president does not apply to me, Carmelita, you, Joseph, Virgil, Tom, Dick, and Harry living down the street there. It doesn't. That, the only thing that is enforceable to that is the U.S. government and its employees, for lack of a better word, okay?
Exactly. And I've been trying to say that since yesterday. Everybody's like, prove it. I'm going to have, and I proved it, and they still call me Lark. Executive orders mean shit.
Well, they don't mean anything at all anyway. Plus, I do not give consent to be ruled by any government entity. I've never entered into any contract I ever entered into. That contract, okay, I stand by the oath that I took, okay?
Amen.
But I do not report to them. I don't have to take any orders from them. They, you know, and what they do is, again, it's fear and intimidation. Well, if you don't comply, we could throw you in jail. Really? Really? No, motherfucker. If we have enough resistance, and there is resistance out there, and that's why I'm telling you, I don't lose hope. Not losing hope at all, because I know way too many people that are still willing to this day, and I'm talking millions. Why do you think they keep trying to come after the gangs? Because an unarmed nation, okay, can be taken over easily. But right now, they're scared shitless of the people. Do you really think for a moment? I mean, honestly, guys, do you think for a moment people are going to be fucking marching downtown to register their weapons? Hell no. Do you think people are going to stand idly by while they send their little, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I call them their little Hitler
brown
shirt, Hitler boot stompers?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really think they're going to send them door to door and somebody behind there is not going to be waiting, or somebody, you know, everybody thinks that everybody has all their cameras hooked up to Wi-Fi. I do not recommend for everybody to hook their cameras up to Wi-Fi for their homes or any of their property.
Let me add something here real quick to what you just said. Okay. Carmelita just made a very valid point there. Now, what the Nazis call these individuals, if you want to look it up in your history book, were brown shirts, okay? These were people who just went around, caused havoc, beat people violently and stuff like that. And that's what these BLM...
And Antifa, that's
Antifa,
what they are.
That's how they are. They are the Democratic Communist Party brown shirts. That's
yeah,
all
they're trained Marxists.
They are.
They're trained
yeah.
Marxists. That's all they are. They're trained Marxists. They're part of the Communist Party. That's another thing. I try to have a conversation with somebody. See, I tell people all the time, I'm not going to debate you on emotions. Nope. Emotions are erratic. If you want to debate me on facts, we can do this all day long, people. If you ask a kid today, not that they're learning U.S. history, I mean, I think every kid, every school should be handing out a copy of the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, quite honestly. But if you ask people today, hey, who's Karl Marx? They'll look at you like, what? Who's Stalin? And they're like, huh? And it's like, you come after them. Yeah, and they're, you know, but they'll wear T-shirts. They'll wear T-shirts like, you know, that's one of their icons. And I'm like, do you have any idea what you're supporting? Are you that stupid? When you
they are.
Stupid,
that's the problem. They are yep. that stupid.
Because we allowed it. We allowed it. We I'm telling you, we failed, honestly. We failed, not you and I, but the parents of today failed. And I can honestly say, you know, maybe myself in some ways as well, but I don't have any commies, you know, none of my kids are commies, you know, and they're not little left wingers. But my nieces and my nephew, oh, yeah, they're like, trust me, they're future targets for the patriots of the world. And no, I'm sorry, it might sound heartless, folks, but nope, I will not shed a tear, not a tear. You know, because they'd be doing the world a favor. I mean, you're either going to be bringing something to the table to society, or you're going to be a nuisance to society. And I believe the left, as they claim to call themselves, left with the leftist ideology, which is Marxist and socialist ideology, they're a nuisance to society. They're trying to take our country back 100 years. And what best way?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're using race as the key. That's the sad part. They're using race as the key to try to divide people. And it's only and this is where I see a lot of the demise. It's all in the Democrat states, the blue cities, because they are the most uneducated. They are easily influenced. They're lazy. They want the handouts, but they don't stop to realize, dude, you're your own – you've just already enslaved yourself. You're enslaved.
Oh,
is that
– yeah.
You're a slave to the system, man. It doesn't matter what color you are. You're living off of the government for the rest of your life because the government's telling you, well, the white man held you down. For shit's sake, dude. In San Francisco right now, they're trying to do reparations. You know what's going to happen with
shit?
Guess what's going to happen? The Indians are going to come forward. They're going to say, well, hey, man, I want my reparations. The Chinese Americans are going to come forward. They're going to want their reparations.
Well,
the
Indian,
Irish.
The Indians the already,
Irish
who were already get reparations. Right.
Well, look at
well,
the
Indians
Irish.
Start, yep.
Oh, yeah, the Irish was enslaved. And how about all the Europeans? White
exactly.
Christian Europeans that were enslaved in Africa, 15 plus million of them. Okay.
Yep. See,
what about whites that were slaves to the Native American Indians back in the old days?
Well, see, the thing is, like, first of all, why is it they wanted? It has to be the black community, okay? Why is
exactly.
it the black community? Because here you go. Though enslaved Africans had been part of the Portuguese, Spanish, French, and British history across America since the 16th century, The captives who landed in Virginia were probably the first slaves to arrive into what would become the United States 150 years later. So basically, you had all these Europeans, Portuguese, French, British. So it's not just the first, you know, I mean, the Africans were the first slaves.
Let me give you my thoughts on why it's the black people, okay? And let's go back to Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Great Society when they brought welfare into being. And President Lyndon Baines Johnson, yes, he was a Texan, got caught on a hot mic saying, we'll have these niggas voting for us for the next 200 years. All right? So over the years, they destroyed. And let me tell you something, man. As a kid growing up, the black family unit was a strong and powerful thing. They were very godly, following, and stuff like that. And this new society tore that apart because, well, you couldn't get your welfare if father was in the house and stuff. And the reason they use the blacks for this is the blacks have been on the government plantation for 60 years now.
Oh, it's been longer than that. It's been way longer than that. And you know the sad part about it is black people don't want to take a step back and actually research history and realize that they were being sold by their own people. Their own people.
Yeah.
So if you want reparations, then why aren't you going after African Americans? Why are you not going after mm-hmm. them? What, do you think it was the white people? I mean, come on, man. The American Indians, okay, they pretty much, the land was theirs. It was theirs, okay? We come in, round them up, put them in reservations. To this day, you still have Indians on reservations, but they control their own government. They do. They have their own tribunals. They have their own judges. They have their own courts, you know, and that is one of the things about the reservations, you know, that I do respect. I do respect the fact that the American government cannot go in there and take over their tribunals. They cannot go in there and be judge and jury of their court system. And I mean, look what happened to the Amish man. That man, they tried to, you know, shut down his farm and everything. The Amish are not obligated at all to abide by any of these laws that they have in place in our country.
But
they live
off
their own land.
And,
yep.
You know, okay, Carmelita, what's the, for any kind of communist takeover, there's a few things that have to happen, all right? And they've accomplished most of these things. One, you have to take over the media. They've done that. Two, you have to take over the health system. They've pretty much done that. Three, you have to take over the supply chain. They've pretty much dismantled that. I mean, what he's had now, 17 to 20 food manufacturing or processing plants burned, have terrible accidents in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. And this is just not an American push, ladies and gentlemen. This has happened worldwide. The Netherlands, the Dutch government has decided that these big farms were producing too much carbon and stuff, some cows farting or whatever like that. So they told like three quarters, and this has been in the news if you've been following anything internationally, about three-fourths of the farmers there have been told by the government, you will sell us our land and go sell us your land and go do something else, or we're going to take it, all right? all this farmland here that's been sold to China, and of course Bill Gates. What is fucking Bill Gates doing buying millions of acres of farmland? We know he's not going to plant any fucking food on it because he's making fake meat. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a big manufacturing company actually being built in North Carolina. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of it. And this manufacturing company actually will be doing imitation meat. It's going to be made from cricket proteins, all that shit. And I don't think a lot of people have that out there. But I'll tell you what, although I understand what you're saying in regards to the media being taken over, if you notice, the ratings in the majority of these media outlets is going to shit in a handbasket, dude. And that's where you're seeing the parallel economy coming in. Like, I mean, for instance, all right, here we go. We used to have Rush Limbaugh, right? All right. Now we have Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino, that man knows his shit. Trust me. He used to live in Severna Park, Maryland. So a parallel economy is being stood up. Okay, James O'Keefe, remember the Project Veritas? Well, James O'Keefe has now started his own media company.
Right.
I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Let me interrupt you. I'm a big fan of his. The undercover investigations he did were absolutely outstanding. And, yes, I heard he started his new company, media outlet, whatever you want to call it. But what happened over at Project Veritas? Do you know?
Okay. What happened over there, okay, is they had a board, and he actually trusted the board of directors in regards to, you know, he trusted them. Now, what had happened is the one guy in there, he's a piece of shit, trust me. What's his name? Bannon won't even let him come on his show anymore. Pyramid, T-Y-R-M-A-N-D. He's the one who started turning the switches because once he came out with the big Pfizer, when he brought exposure to Pfizer, Pfizer was demanding that O'Keefe be let go of his own company that he started 13, 14 years ago. Okay, he started that company 13, 14 years ago. And they relieved him of, you know, saying he'd go on vacation. They wanted to try to resolve it. Then they were trying to say that he was taking donation money from the company, which he was not. He wasn't doing any of this shit. So James O'Keefe, realizing that they were doing everything they could to destroy his reputation, not taking into consideration that he actually is Project Veritas, because if you notice, nothing coming out from Project Veritas. People pretty much are saying, fuck you, giving a middle finger. The majority of the donors have gone to O'Keefe Media. They want to follow James O'Keefe. But James O'Keefe said, you know, rather than I'm no longer the CEO, I'm no longer in a position. So, I mean, he realized, what am I doing here? If I can't do my job, I'm not going to stay. So he left. But what people don't realize is he took a majority of his journalists with him. So now since he started this O'Keefe Media, that gives him the opportunity to expand on a level that, trust me, it's going to make Project Veritas look like nothing. And that's what we need. Oh, think about it. You just said a moment ago, Russell, they took control of the media. Isn't that what you just said?
They did, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, with O'Keefe Media, now you have this new media who we know was bringing forth the truth all these years, okay, bringing us facts, was attacked by Pfizer. So he's like, no worries, I'll be back. Because I remember him saying that when he was telling everybody goodbye in his office. It got leaked. He said, I'll be back. I believe we're going to have new media outlets. I really do. I'm telling you, it's going to be a parallel economy. You're going to see a lot of these other cruddy media outlets go down. They're getting torn apart.
Yes, they are. And the only thing that's keeping them – and here's one for you, and that's why I don't have cable anymore. I have my internet, and I subscribe to a few channels and stuff, because the only thing keeping MSNBC, CNN, and some of these other propaganda arms of the government alive is that when you get, when you say you subscribe to whoever you're using, Comcast, T-Direct or whatever, you get all these channels that you, on there, right? And they're paid X amount for that, you know, so
the best thing you can do, they're getting all their money from advertising.
The best thing you can do,
yep.
if you want to see these propaganda outlets fall, is to get off the cable.
See, I don't have cable. I don't have cable at all.
I don't either.
Wi-Fi. And also, I got rid of Hallmark. Once Hallmark started doing their bullshit, do you know the man who actually started Hallmark left Hallmark, and he's the one who went and got and started building Great American Family with the young lady from Full House? What is her name? Oh, my goodness. She's incredible, too. Her brother is Kirk
Cameron.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't figure what
they are very Christian, and he is selling.
Yeah.
He's the one who sells brave books to all these families who want their children to know what our country's really like, rather than these pornographic books they're pushing out in these schools. If anybody's paying attention, they'll also see that the majority of parents have actually pulled their child out, are in the process of pulling their children out of public schools and having them homeschooled. Also, the college enrollment has dropped to a new low because people are realizing, you know what? Think about all this shit. They get to choose. Remember when they started pushing the whole COVID pandemic? They got to choose who was essential and who was non-essential. One thing they realized. They did not shut down construction. They did not shut down the electricians. They did not shut down the plumbers. I mean, it was like they were going after restaurants and shit like that. They didn't shut down these little big box stores, but look at this. Look at all the big box stores. They're crashing, man. Walmart's losing money out the ass. They're shutting down so many in these libtard states. It's unbelievable. But you've got these Yeah, you got all these little liberals out there, and I'm telling you, you even have liberals that are waking up. They're waking up to this mess because they're like, well, wait a minute, man. This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. This is a fuck, like, we're all getting screwed. I mean, I had a heart attack the other day. I looked at the gas price, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, I'm going to have to be riding my motorcycle just to save gas, as far as I'm concerned. It's fine with getting cool with it, you know, because it's a trike. I'm fine. But I'm just like, is anybody paying attention? This country, they're doing everything they can to destroy it from the inside out. But what
they're failing.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you notice, they're speed dialing it, man. They're trying to speed dial it up because they want the UN to come in and then the UN to take over. I don't know about anyone else, but I'll be honest with you, where the fuck I am, I do not see the UN coming in because I got a feeling they'll be demolished.
I don't either. Correct me if I'm wrong, Carmelita and Russell, on that, what I see is what the EU sends all that stuff over to Ukraine, Russia's going to step in, and I talked about this earlier before you came on the show, Russia's going to step in, destroy Ukraine. Once Ukraine is destroyed, it's going to destroy all that. It'll wipe all that out.
But we cannot afford a nuclear war. A nuclear war will be a deterrent war. If you think others will not push the button, if one pushes the button, you're sadly mistaken.
I'm aware of that.
And the U.S. does not want to destroy their infrastructure.
A point to what you were saying there earlier about a parallel economy. Let me tell you something that I had a semi, I don't know if you really call her a girlfriend, kind of a fuck buddy. I guess would be the right word for it. Excuse my French. You know, I quit going to the big box stores. I refused to spend my money there and stuff. And so I was doing these big grocery chain stores and stuff. I've been staying away from them. But she turned me on to a little grocery store company. Now, I don't know how small they are. I see more of them popping up. It's called Aldi, A-L-D-I-S, Aldi. And you go into Aldi.
And there's Lidl.
You go into Aldi, and these groceries, they don't carry much of the big woke company stuff. These are all smaller, I guess you'd call them food manufacturing companies or whatever like that. They're not none of the big name labels and stuff, but the stuff they carry in there is good. And I tell you what. You can walk into Waldies, and you can walk out of there with four or five bags of stuff for $40 or $50. And
damn.
I don't care if you're to Walmart or which is one of the big box stores. That same four or five bags of stuff would cost you $120 to $150 there. And I've been shopping this little chain store. And you're seeing a lot of that kind of stuff. And I didn't really realize it until you said that earlier, Carmelita, about a parallel economy starting out. And these are companies, these are companies that are not work. You still get great service in there. You don't have to check out your own shit. You know, they have checkers there. The prices are friggin' amazing. It's good
you know
quality.
Who owns them, though, right? You know who owns both those. You know who owns those stores?
No.
No.
They're German.
Oh, they're German?
Yes, they are. Aldi's, okay. The prices are good. They are. But the owners of those stores are German. And also, Aldi is owned by Joseph, okay, Schwartz. Well, Lidl's is owned by Joseph Schwartz, okay? He started the grocery business in the 1930s, but he opened the first Lidl store in 1973, okay? Because
okay.
Have you ever been to Lidl's? Go to Lidl's. Lidl's is similar to Aldi's also. Aldi's was started by the Opbrock brothers, Carl and Theo Opbrock. And they came out on 10 January 2020. They're both Germans. The owners of those stores are Germans.
Of Aldi and Lidl?
Mm-hmm. Lidl's and Aldi's are owned by Germans. Look them up. Look up Joseph Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you'll see. He opened the first he opened a grocery business, like a small mom-and-pop grocery business in the 1930s. But then he also opened the first Lidl store, and they have Lidl throughout here. They have Lidl throughout North Carolina, because I went to this store. And all these, same thing. All these is owned by they're called Opbrock Brothers, and it's Carl and Theo. And all these was started January 10th, 2020. And the thing is, they do get some really freaking good food in, guys. They do. I mean, I'm not going to lie. They do, but I don't think people stop to realize they get stuff in there that is from Germany. Some of their foods are actually from Germany.
So is that something to be leery of? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. I didn't want to come out and say it. Look at the logos on the store. Okay. Aldi and Lidl are both owned by Germans, but their owners are not related, okay? Lidl's origins trace back to Joseph Schwartz, who started in the grocery business in the 1930s but opened the first Lidl store in 1973. Aldi's that you're referring to, Russell, okay, they were started by the Opbrock brothers, Carl and Theo Opbrock, on July 10th, 1946, and used to be called, you're going to hate me for this, It used to be called a brec discount. The brothers split in 1960, making two separate films, and in 1962, both agreed on changing their firm's names to Aldi. But their parent companies are called Aldi Nord, based in Essen, Germany, and Aldi Süd, based in Mülheim, Germany, and both use different designed logos. So both Aldi and Lidl are small inventory grocery stores who also sell non-food items, and many of the items sold in both stores are very similar.
Huh.
Okay. But,
that's good to know.
My question to you, though, Carmelita, was, is the fact that they're run out of Germany is a bad thing?
I'm not going to say it. I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't, okay, because I haven't seen anything bad pertaining to that. I really, really haven't. I just want you to know that look at the logos, okay, and you will see the logos are they're somewhat similar. They really are. Look at Lidl and look at the insignia in the middle. It looks like a little round ball with a top hat kind of tilted.
Yeah.
And then look at the Aldi logo, okay? The thing is, what people don't realize, and it's really crazy, if you do psychology, I had to take psychology in school. People don't realize the colors in signs actually will draw you to whether you feel sad, feel happy, make you hungry. There's so many things that people don't, you know, you got to remember, I'm an analyst, so I analyze everything. There's just so many things people don't realize, and all they do is look at the prices, and I get it. And all these, you know, I agree with you 110%. They carry a lot of different stuff, but there was an extensive investigation on them in a couple states where they were selling horse meat. Not real meat, horse meat.
Damn.
And that was in Maryland, and a couple of the stores got closed down. So, I mean, pay attention to that. You know, it's just Lidl apparently seems to be, I mean, people like Aldi's. I hear that a lot. But apparently they're saying Lidl gets more attention than Aldi's.
Okay. Well, I go to my local butcher shop to get my meat. Okay, I don't buy meat at grocery stores. I just don't. I've never trusted, and I don't know why. It's probably a personal hang-up thing. But I'm going to go to my hometown butcher shop, guys I've known forever, and that's where I buy my meat. It may cost a little more, but, you know, with what I save on the other stuff, it works out.
Well, I do the same thing. I go to the local butcher shop out here and get my meat there. You know?
Well, I mean, Aldi has great prices. You know, Aldi does have really great prices. And, I mean, if they said, you know, companies like Aldi, they work directly with the suppliers. They negotiate deals on unique products or house-branded items. So, I mean, that's how they cut their costs, and they're able to cut their costs in regards to that matter and be able to offer to the customer for a cheaper, you know, price. I mean, I've gotten plenty of things from Aldi's that I like. I've even gotten household stuff from Aldi's that I like. Now, do I like Giant? Nope. I think Giant is overpriced. I think, here we have Winn-Dixie and Publix. Publix being the most expensive. We have Aldi's. We do have Lidl's. We have a Save-A-Lot. And honestly, the Save-A-Lot's pretty cheap. We do have butcher stuff. We've got plenty of butcher shops. As a matter of fact, I'm actually going to be the meat guy will be coming around in April, and my friend and I were going to split it down the middle.
It's not Trader Joe's, okay? It's Starts with a V, something V Joe's or whatever. And what it is a offshoot of H-E-B. And that's where they send all their overstock stuff to. Now, you can go in that place and save a buttload of money because the prices are about half of what they are in H-E-B. So that should tell you a lot right there about how the food prices are in H-E-B.
Right.
H-E-B is way, way overpriced. And everybody, H-E-B is Texas and da-da-da. Get on the bright, white, shiny nuts, okay? They're racist.
Right.
I say racist,
well, guys,
that means that your wallet.
Right. Well, guys, we went over. We've been on here an hour and a half already. So I'm going to have to shut the show. I hate to say it, but we'll have to shut it out here in about 5 more minutes and everything. But a lot of good information. You know, and I like that and everything. So anything else you guys want to add or?
Nope. I will be getting some more intel. I'll send it over to Gunny, and Gunny will definitely, you know, he will send it. Well, I'll send it over to both of you, you know, or I send it to Gunny,
right.
And Gunny will send it to you, and I'll let you know what's up.
Yeah, I posted all that yesterday, and everybody's like, what the fuck? Well, they're shocked right now.
As Carmelita was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this over and over again, and Carmelita, they said the same thing. You know, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe what we're telling you. But at least take the opportunity, do the research, open a friggin' history book, and you will plainly see that we are giving you straight up scoop. This is not, you know, water cooler scuttlebutt. This is fact. This is what's going on. And history is not, history doesn't belong to any one person, one thing or another. History is there to learn from, to avoid making the same mistakes. And it is not yours to destroy because you do not like it.
Exactly. You know, that's the way people need it. Have an open mind, folks. Learn to take a moment of your time and actually open a textbook from years ago. You know, I mean, I'm sure they haven't burned all the books yet, okay? This isn't the, you know, like the witch whatever crap. But, I mean, take your time and educate yourself, because if you continue to go through life uneducated, then guess what? You're already enslaved to the system. Disconnect yourself from the matrix. There you go. Disconnect yourself from the matrix.
Like Carmelita said. Exactly like Carmelita said. Analyze everything, you know. Question.
You have to be analytical. If you're not analytical, you know, you get the information, you research for more information, compartmentalize it, analyze it. It's just like going into battle, guys. We are in battle, okay? For the God's sake, get your reconnaissance team together. I'm looking around on folks today, and as far as I'm concerned, you're dead ducks in the water before you even got started.
What? Hey, it's like I tell everybody, you know, we got our, this is our reconnaissance right here on the show. We've got Berger, Russell, you, me, and, you know, we've all been together almost 18 years, believe it or not.
I'm just trying to educate people, you know. I'm just trying to educate people as much as I can. That's why, you know, I tell you guys all the time. If I get something, I throw you, it's not a problem. But, I mean, it's just... No matter how small you are, William, no matter how small, I'm telling you, your station will wake up people.
Oh, it's been going off the charts, believe it or not, you know.
You think about it. If you take a moment and think about it, we are making progress in getting people woke, awakened. I don't want to use that word woke because it has nothing to do with woke. But people are starting to get awakened, and the fact of this is that just 2 years into this Biden nightmare, 52% of Americans now believe. And you got to, that's a nice number compared to where we started at. But 52% of Americans now believe that Biden is compromised by China.
So everybody knows that. Everybody.
Oh, we know that. And here's the thing I'm going to leave with everybody. Russell said this. He said this 2 years ago. When Biden got into office, shit was going to go down so fast, we weren't going to be able to keep up with it. Well, look where we're at.
But we can save this country. That's what people need to see. We can save this country. Come on, guys. Look at what this country's been through. All right, this country's been a golden calf for every other country out there. And everybody's like, well, man, China's coming up and Russia's coming up. The U.S. has been the golden calf. It's always been China's number one priority to drain that golden calf. But we have seen worse scenarios, and I don't care what anyone says. We will rise above, and we will succeed. In the end, God wins. In the end, God always wins.
Amen.
Yep. Let's not take blood to do it, you know, like we said on this show. It's going to take blood and sweat to do it, you know, but it can be done. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Christopher Cook, who I've been communicating with, and he's a big, pretty popular and stuff. So I want to give a shout out to him and to my sister-in-law, Belen, who's joined us and everything. So, anyways, I got to say goodnight because my computer's getting ready to die.
All right. Well,
are y'all there?
Talk to you soon, Sister Joseph. Be safe out there, brother. We'll talk to you soon. America, it's now or never, baby.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know if we get snowed in tomorrow, Russell. We're supposed to get snow tonight.
screw that. I don't need no damn snow.
Right.
Nah.
Right. All right, everybody. Well, we'll see y'all Monday night. Catch you later.